Hello everyone, this is 難民 Now, 勝谷ソーダ。難民 means refugees in Japanese. We broadcast radio program about refugee issue since 2004 from Kyoto, Japan. Today we would like to introduce the interview with Dr. Baha Kairani. He is one of the board members ofSyrian Expatriate Medical Association, SEMA. SEMA keep on providing medical support inside Syria. In this time, he came to Japan and made a lecture in Kyoto University yesterday, February 22nd, 2016. After his lecture, we interviewed with him. Please check it out.
皆さんお元気ですか？難民ナウのお時間がやってまいりました。本日は、日本に来日されている、シリアンエクスパトリエイトメディカルアソシエーションのボードメンバーのお一人、ドクターバハ・ケイラーニ博士にお話をお伺いします。日本名でいうと国外シリア人医療協会の、ボードメンバーのお一人ということになります。Thank you for joining us, Dr. バハ・ケイラーニ. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. I'm really pleased to be amongpeople who are caring and looking forward for help. I'm really touched by the sensational reception I received from the Japanese community here in this area.
I would like to ask a first question. What is the SEMA, Syrian Expatriate Medical Association? What is the mission and what are the activities? Could you tell us?
Yeah, SEMA, which is Syrian Expatriate Medical Association, is non-political, non-profit medical relief organization. It mainly specializes in supplying medical aid to the Syrian. We concentrate to the people who are living or displaced inside Syria, supplying them with the different medical healthcare, ranging from field hospitals, primary healthcare centers, dialysis centers. As also we have implemented prosthetic limb, national prosthetic limb project. We have dental ophthalmology. Mm-hmm. We have ear, throat and nose centers. All of this is just being spread all over the liberated area of Syria.
Thank you very much. I would like to ask a second question. What is the biggest challenge of SEMA? Could you explain about that?
Our biggest challenge is foundation or funding of our projects. The demand is high and the resources are limited. So we have to adapt ourselves according to the limited resources we have. The second obstacle in front of any relief agency is the lack of security from in the liberated area. Although being named as under liberated area, but we are still under airstrikes from Russian as well as the regime airplane, which are keeping us under a tremendous amount of fear about the safety of the medical personnel working inside Syria. Diseases are flourishing because of limited resource in terms of implementing sufficient amount of medical care, but we are trying our best to cope with the with all of these situation, and we are now started to hide our hospital, and we are building underground hospitals. We are using some caves in the mountains, trying as much as we can to save our resources and to deliver it properly to the needy in Syria.
Thank you very much. Lastly, could you give your message to our listeners?
I should say that we are all human beings. Mm-hmm. What's going on in Syria is part of the world. The same we felt being human being when the earthquake happened here in Japan. Mm-hmm. We felt sorry. I think our associates, some of the Arab Association or Muslim Association, came along and gave help. I think the same being human being, all aspect of help is there. Whoever want to help, we are happy to receive it from different sort of resources. And we have our accounts, which can be requested from our sites and media. Mm.
Thank you very much. I would like to regularly report about the SEMA. So this is our first time report. Thank you very much, Dr. Kerani.
Many thanks. Thank you very much, and thank you for your time.
本日は国外シリア人医療協会シリアンエクスパトリエイトメディカルアソシエーションSEMAのボードメンバーの一人でいらっしゃいますバハ・カイラニ先生にお話を伺いしました。それでは今日はこの辺で失礼いたします。お相手は相田克也でした。